Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Unlucky Us. This week we're going to be talking about pros and cons of living on your own. Before we get into it, we're going to share our little wins and L's or lessons of the week. For me, I finally got to go to brunch with some of my coworkers. And hey, Jen, how are you doing? Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, it's okay. I'm doing good. I'm glad that it's Saturday and that I finally have a couple days off because I got burned out at work.
Yes, me too. I feel like I need to take a PTO day next week. But so like I was saying, like it was just a long work week and all of my coworkers, like we all work the same shift, but we never have the same schedule sometimes on the weekends. So we finally got everyone together. So that'd be my win. Like we went to a brunch spot, you know, and it's a change of scenery. Like we usually are in Raleigh or Greensboro. So we met up in Fayetteville and we tried this new brunch spot. Well, not new, but it was new to us. It's called the Friends Table. So if you guys are ever in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area, check out the Friends Table. It's near downtown. It's a cute little brunch spot. And I had the chicken. No, I didn't get chicken and waffles. It was so, their menu was like so hard to choose from. I got a waffle platter and it was, I got the fruity pebble waffle. It was so good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. What about you though? Do you have a win for the week?
Yes. My big win for the week, a pretty big milestone for me. I finished paying off my car.
Yes. Congrats. That's big.
I was able to pay it off a whole year early. So it felt really nice to be able to. I know because of like COVID and whatever. I don't even like it. I just kind of feel like I want to roll my eyes when I even say COVID because I just feel like it's just such a topic to even speak about. But because of COVID, like they stopped on the financial aid payments. So I doubled up on my payments for my car and I got a little bonus at work and I was like, you know what, I'm going to pay this car off. And then, so I just now have to worry about my student loan. So yeah, I'm really proud of myself for doing that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, congrats. That's definitely big because I just got a new car note. So any sugar daddies out there want to pay it? No, I'm just kidding. But it's just like I just paid off one car just to get another car note. But that's okay because I'm working and grinding. And once this is paid off, like I'm going to be using, like, you know how people use like one car that they have paid off for like leisure and they have a second car, but I don't think I'll get another car payment. Like, I don't know. I can't do it.
I don't know. I want to get another car next year. I don't want to speak it into existence that's coming out, but I don't know. I was thinking, considering like, you know, maybe I can sell mine because right now the demand for cars is like super high because the car industry, like the people, they're really short staffed. So the demand is like going up for cars. Like you can actually like make a profit. And back then you purchase a car like brand new and you're already like taking a loss in a sense. But
yeah,
now I don't think that's the case. So yeah, it might be something I might, you know, look into doing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to jump right into it. Pros and cons of living on your own. So I've probably been living on my own, like officially no roommate, not in my mom's house for about, it'll be 6 months in April. Oh, wait, we're in April. Oh my gosh. Jeez. Like that shows you like how much time flies. Like, so 6 months is officially been 6 months of me living on my own. And it's great. Like it definitely has its ups and, you know, some downs. So we're going to jump right into it. For a course in college, I had roommates. And then, you know, I had a suite where I shared a space. And then after college, I actually moved back home with my mom. Should have been saving up money, but I was just working and then spending as I, you know, felt, you know, like I wanted to. But now living on my own, it definitely hits different. Like bills, no, that is definitely one of the biggest cons of living on your own. Like there's no one to split the bills with anymore. Unless you're, you know, living with someone, but of course that means you're not living on your own. But like now it's just me and Mello, my dog. So he is living here rent free. He's my broke best friend. So that would be definitely a bit kind of like splitting bills. That's non-existent. Everything is coming out full price. And then like with groceries, everything's on my own. So yeah, buying little things for the house, little knickknacks or decorating, everything is just on you. But it's not all bad.
Yeah, a silly one that I could speak to because of experience. I didn't realize like you're by yourself, like nobody's there to help you with anything, like a right hand. Like if you buy a furniture, whatever, like you better build it on your own. Or like at least when I moved to Texas, I was out on my own pretty much. And like I remember it was like summer, super hot, and I was coming home from work, and there was this like huge wasp, like just huge. And I am very like I hate saying it, but like I like one of those, like I'm very like I'll squeak if I see like a spider or like a bee or something.
Yeah,
like, I want someone to kill it for me. And nobody was there, so I was like, oh my god. And I was trying to like kill it with like a broom, and then like I missed. And
oh my gosh,
I was so like, it was attacking me, and it was just like the worst, you know. And it's one of those seconds where you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I had somebody there. Like you don't think about things like that, but
yeah, like the little things.
Yeah, there's nobody there. Like I also had, it's silly to say, but I had another experience. Like I was, it was like evening, and I had my lights kind of dimmed, and I had the fan. Well, the fan wasn't on, and then I saw a spider, like kind of hanging from it, and I just like, I didn't know what to do, because if I try to kill it and I miss, it's gonna start spinning on the freaking fan. And I tried to like kill it, and it, of course I missed, and the fan started spinning, and then I lost my I couldn't find it, and I was like panicking because it was like kind of right above my bed, and I was just so paranoid, and I was like, you know, I wish somebody would have been there to help. But it's just like those little things
that's the worst. Yeah, like especially when it's over your bed. Like I don't do bugs and insects. Like I love animals, but that bugs and insects are one thing that I'm like screech like a middle school girl, like and I'll hit with my eyes closed, and then it's like you said, if you miss, then I mean, oh my gosh, it's just like living on your own. It's when it comes to that, it's like no. But it's not all bad. Like I have Mello here, so he keeps me company. But I love like the peace and quiet. Like I can come home and just lay on my couch. I don't have to hear anyone like nagging about, oh, can you get the trash or dishes or da-da-da-da? You know, nothing. Like I can do everything on my own time. So I would say that that's like a big pro, like a big up of living on my own, like just peace and quiet. I have my own space, so I don't have to deal with anybody's attitude. Like I love my family, but or even roommates, like just if someone's having an off day, like you come in and they're bringing that energy in the house. Like even my mom, like I love her, but living at her house, like, oh, Kayla, can you get this? And it's like, no, I just got to work. You know, like, I want to sit down and do nothing for 10 minutes. You know, yeah. I move at my own pace. So that definitely is a pro of, like, just, like I said, having your own space, your own quiet. You can move at your own time and not having, you know, anybody to really answer to. Even though my dog is demanding, like, he comes in as soon as I get in and he's barking to go on a walk. But... I'll take it, you know. What about you? Do you have any pros, like definitely ups about living by yourself?
I would definitely like, and this kind of felt like a very big con because I was always, I mean, my whole life up until I went to college, and even then, like, you know, you're never really on your own. And then taking such a big step of like moving, you're not moving like out of town, like you're moving out of state. Like I moved from North Carolina to Texas, like, you know, mm-hmm. even if I got homesick, you mean you're pretty stuck. And I didn't have a circle of friends or anything like that when I first started out, so the learning independence part, like it's a pro, but it definitely felt like a con. Like I had it rough sometimes. So, but in the end, like I'm really, really grateful for taking that step. You know, a lot of people can be afraid of being on their own or like taking a leap of faith and like moving and making such a big change and not knowing anybody, you know, but I just learned so much from living on my own. I would recommend anybody that is listening to this, if you're like considering living on your own or moving out from your parents, or like you, Kayla, like how you've always lived with your sister, or like, you know, like she was your roommate and like this is the first time that you did it on your own, like I commend you for that, because like I feel like living on your own, like you just learn about yourself, who you are, what you like, what you don't like. Yeah, yeah. I really recommend that to anybody if you have the means to if it's in your budget. I would definitely, because it is expensive. And then like the privacy aspect of it. When I live by myself, if I wanted to be like braless, you know, titties out in like the kitchen, like I could do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
cooking just a t-shirt.
yeah, like oversized t-shirt, like just hanging out without having to worry about like, oh, well, somebody's gonna be here at so and so, or like, oh, my roommate might come in with her boyfriend. Now you gotta like, you know, kind of like.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, definitely those things like are priceless to me. Privacy, like I could never, I mean, unless like something bad happens, like I love the my own space and being able to do as I please. So definitely recommend that to anybody who's out there that's listening.
And I was gonna say, sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I didn't even think about that, like budgeting for that self-care, like you definitely find out what you like and don't like. Like I've scheduled like self-care into my routine. Like when I come in, I do what I have to do, take Mello out, cook dinner or fix dinner, shower, and then I can just sit here and relax with my music on, not worrying about, you know, oh, it's too loud, I can burn a candle. Like it's just definitely little things that you can do that you can, you know, if you didn't live on your own, you know, you can't just do whatever you want in your space for like self-care. Like if I want to, you know, run the shower until the water turns cold, like I don't have a roommate that's like, oh, get out of the shower, you know, or, you know, because it messes up the temperature in the other bathroom too. I didn't realize that until one day my sister took a shower and then my water was cold. But
yeah,
it definitely, you know, like you find out about yourself, you can try different things. I'm very like spontaneous and adventurous. So like now that I've been living on my own, I'm like, oh, what's this new thing on TikTok? Like, oh, what's this new restaurant? Oh, let me order, you know, takeout and just kick out on the couch and watch a movie. And, you know, I don't have to share the TV with anyone in the living room. So definitely it's a time where you can reflect and self-care. You can journal. You have your own space and quietness, and it definitely hits different.
Do you have any tips that you would like to share with anybody who is considering, or what to like, you know, kind of like put in place before they make that move? Like for me, I would definitely like say like the budgeting piece of it. Like a lesson learned for me when I moved to Texas is like, the rule of thumb is like, your rent shouldn't be more a third of your rent, monthly income.
Yes.
It shouldn't be more than a third of your monthly income. So if you make, I don't know, I'm just easy math right now, $2,100 a month, you don't want to pay something that's over $700 a month. That's the rule of thumb. And I knew about it, and I was influenced, and I ended up getting and a more expensive one that had a garage and it was gated. And I mean, it was super safe, super nice. Like, I mean, I loved it, but it definitely, there were some more affordable ones in the area, and I was paying way more. Like I was paying like, I can't remember, but I mean, it was something crazy. And I know that there was a lot more like to explore and like cheaper, and that were also nice that I probably should have done, and I would have been better off. But yeah, that would have been my tip.
Yeah, I would definitely say the budgeting piece, like if you have not created a budget and you're just out here, you know, just spending freely, you have to rethink that, like when you're living your own. So definitely creating a budget and saving. And then I guess another tip would be like, you know, with amenities, like just choosing a space that, you know, isn't a safe, you know, nice space, but looking at the pros and cons of the amenities. Like, do you really need somewhere that has like a 24-hour gym and a pool access, or like a pool room or game room? Like, it's certain things like I don't even use. Like, I don't use a gym here. So if I could have found a place that was, you know, less expensive that didn't have a gym, you know, I could have paid that. But, you know, living in a one bedroom, you know, it's affordable, but definitely that tip is, you know, the one third of your income and then creating a budget. And I guess another thing would be, I guess the distance like that you travel to work, you know, when you're living on your own, you know, make sure that, you know, you're not driving over, you know, an hour, you know, find a space. And that's actually why I found the apartment that I'm in now, because it's exactly 30 minutes and I was driving an hour. So definitely like when I made that choice to move to Raleigh, I wasn't at my current job. So I definitely had to make that switch, because that hour commute back and forth was not it. So definitely finding a space that's, you know, affordable, but in a good location. And then just, yeah, I mean, I think those are the big two tips I could give.
I would chime in one more time and say, like, what helped me, like, being in a whole different state is it definitely got lonely. And if you're planning on I'm not saying if you're going to move, like, you have to move out of state, but if you, like, were considering and you want to, like, definitely, or, like, you know, even outside of your town, like, find a new circle of friends so that you have somebody to go to lunch with, or you have someone that to go to the park with, or, you know, anything, like, you know, the social life is just as important. So, you know, we're social creatures, like, that's just our nature. Like, even if, like, you don't think you're a very social person, like, being isolated from other humans is very depressing. So I would definitely, like, recommend, like, try to find your circle, like, at work, or like at a gym, or I don't know, that's where I found my circle of friends in Texas, was like, it was a lot of us that moved out of state to work at this one place, and we just had a lot in common, and we'd go for drinks after work, or we'd go to the park, or we'd take the dogs out. So, you know, I just really enjoyed that aspect to it, and it would never have been the same experience without making those circle of friends when I did.
Yeah, and I think definitely finding an area that either you can meet people or you can be sociable, or they just have different little things to do. Like, you don't want to move where there's no one and then you're working and just coming home and then you can't meet anyone. Like, you never have the opportunity to meet anyone, and then you're coming home by yourself and it's like, okay, now I'm depressed and this sucks and I want to move back home, you know. But I can say, sorry, Mello's getting rowdy back there because he wants to go on his walk. But I guess that would be a tip. My last tip I could give was getting a pet, like whether it's a dog or a puppy. Now, puppies are a big responsibility. So before you move on your own and decide to get a puppy, disclaimer, like, they're a handful. So you have to make sure you have the time and the effort to, you know, put down pee pads, clean up, you know, spills and messes from a puppy. I definitely had to have the patience, and I actually got Mello like 4 years ago, but I was living with, you know, my sister. So she could at least help when I was, you know, running in late from work, and she could let him out so he didn't mess up his cage. So I would say, make sure you, you know, have the time and you're able to handle a pet, or maybe get a cat, but I'm allergic to cats, so I'm not going to recommend that. But I would say get a pet or a companion where, you know, it's not as quiet, because it definitely, you know, it's definitely nice to come home and, you know, it's quiet, and I may be feeling lonely one day and Mello greets me at the door and he's wagging his tail and jumping up and down like it's my little best friend. It's a nice greeting when you live by yourself.
Yeah, cat is not gonna do that. My cat is so unbothered when I come home.
Yeah, But did you have anything, any other last comments to share?
I would just, again, I would just reiterate, like, if you've ever thought about it, but you've been afraid, or if you need that extra push, like, we're telling you now, like, definitely do it. It is an experience. It has its cons, but definitely, I think the pros definitely outweigh the cons. Yes. And you learn so much about yourself, and everything that you know, can go bad is just a lesson learned. And it helps you grow as a person. It really does. So I would definitely encourage you, if you're still living at mom's and you can afford it, like, just because you can afford, like, just because you're comfortable, like, get out of your comfort zone and get to know yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, take that step for sure, because you definitely have to, you know, learn what you like and what you don't like, especially if you're gonna, you know, eventually date someone and move in with someone. Like, I would not recommend that if you are not serious, and, you know, just live by yourself. Like, start there, and then, you know, I'm definitely not rooting for, you know, shacking up, as they would say, and you know, just letting someone live on your couch, or, you know, play house with. No, honeys, we're not doing that. We need a ring. And until then, live by yourself. But yeah, well, this was a quick, you know, just little quick episode. Thank you guys for joining. Feel free to catch us next week on Mondays. And again, like and subscribe to our podcast, Unlocking Us. And until then, we will see you guys next time.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.